You're listening to the Fancy Show with John and Dave.
Two fancy guys with lots of fancy.
Are we recording?
Yeah, you're listening to episode one of the Fancy Show.
Test, test, 1, 2. Microphone check, yo! Dude, you look like you're ready to go to sleep.
Are you tired? No, I'm good.
All right. So, abacterial prostatitis, the scourge of the middle class.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Basically, I like to refer to it as swollen donut disease.
Swollen donut? What part of you is a donut?
Well, your prostate's a donut.
Oh, okay.
Right? Your urethra goes right through the middle of the donut.
I was thinking nuts, cock, like none of those things are donuts.
Are we going to have to hear you say cock on every recording?
Maybe that'll be the thing.
Yeah, the Fancy Show with John the Cock.
Cock.
Anyway,
your wife was pregnant.
Right, so my better half was pregnant. And I'm one of those dudes who I like, I'm not down with like banging when there's a baby in there.
Really? When did you decide that? Like in high school or?
No. I thought maybe I could be open to it, you know, like having sex during a woman's period and all those kinds of things. And I realized that in actuality, there's a number of things that I find too gross to do. One of which would be having sex once a woman has shown significant pregnancy.
So only when she's showing, not like if she's 1 month pregnant, it's okay.
I got no problem with that. That's condom-free season, baby. That's, you know, bust a nut left, right, and center.
Plus, I've never had sex with a pregnant lady.
As far as you know.
Well, showing... I don't know, but it sort of limits some of the positions, right?
I guess. I don't know. I refuse to go near the giant bulge. I just don't want to have anything to do with it. I feel guilty looking at that kid as they grow up, and I know I gave them a little bit of the fetal bukkake.
Yeah.
So anyway, I figured it might take a minute to hit you.
Fetal bukkake.
You like that? Yeah, so, I mean, there's a mucus plug. It's not like you're...
All right. Anyway. Come on. Jesus.
I don't want to mess with that nonsense, and...
So you took care of yourself?
No, the thing is, I kind of, like, lost my sexual appetite.
You forgot.
At the end. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. And then, frankly, once a kid's born, you know, your life
too
is so
busy.
Hectic.
Too busy to
do you
want to
tell the story?
Out. I'm trying to help you along, man.
Am I taking too long?
No.
We got all night.
No, I mean,
we got all night, baby.
All right, man. I'll keep quiet. You go with your monologue.
Huddle up. Curl up by the speakers. Big Daddy's got a story to tell. The kid comes along. You just ain't got time to, you know, wax your bean. And I just didn't do it. And I started having, like, funny pains down there. Like, my nuts started to hurt. And I started to get kind of lower stomach area pain and stuff. And I was a little worried. So I went to the urologist, right? And this is, I probably didn't, you know, drop a load for a few months or something. And we're chit-chatting, and I say to him, yeah, you know, my wife just had a baby and this and that. And he's like, basically he asked me if we were sexually active and what was going on, and I told him no. And he's like, yeah, I see this in a lot of new dads. It's called abacterial prostatitis. And basically the deal is that, you know, if you're not getting the junk out, you know, it gets swollen. You can back up effectively. So all that nonsense about, you know, like no one believing that guys can actually, it hurts if we don't get some, it's not true. If we don't get some, the prostate gets swollen, backed up with cheesy, moldy semen. And it goes bad on you. So actually, I forgot the best part or the worst part. There's really two bad parts. One is, so I went to the doctor because I'm having this pain, and one night I go to pee, and like this clear cottage cheesy shit comes out the end of my dick.
Ah, dude.
Yeah. It was the seminal fluid or whatever the goo that the prostate makes without the rest of the stuff in it. It just decided to come out because the prostate was so swollen.
Your cup had runneth over.
Yes, that's very apt. And then I go to the doctor, right? And in order to check the prostate, you know how you have to get access to it, right?
Yeah.
It's a finger in your anus.
I'm hoping by the time, like, I should start having that done, that they've like come up with some other way to check it.
Yeah, like some super magic prostate checker so that they don't have to violate you from the rear.
Yeah, like, you know, some kind of tricorder or something.
Oh, God. Anyway. So I got poked in the rear, which wasn't really the worst part. The worst part was when he basically jammed my prostate, and in order to see if things were working, he then yanked my ding-dong like a wet noodle to see if any shit came out the front of it.
No.
Oh, yeah. He pulled on it like he was pulling on a string from a light hanging from the ceiling.
So you were almost getting a hand job from the doctor?
No. I mean, it was one tug. One tug, but it was very rough. Very rough. And there was an intern in the room, like, checking it out to see what was going on. It was
male or female?
Male. Little Chinese guy.
If it was a white guy, would you have said a little white guy?
No.
All right.
So
wait, why didn't he ask you to give it a tug?
Because he was getting rough with me. Dr. Juan just wanted to mess me around, I guess.
Dr. Juan?
Yeah, his first name's Juan.
Oh, is he like Latino or something?
I don't know what he is, frankly. He was nice enough, you know, shook my hand and then grabbed my crank.
Wait, so there was two things that you were saying. One was you got to take care of yourself, and the other thing was he stuck his fingers in his ass.
No. You're not paying attention there, John. The two bad things were that clear cottage cheese came out the head of my poker, and then I got a finger in the ass and a bad, nasty tug.
All right.
Which, you know, as bookends of the experience, really weren't so great. Then I had to, get a prescription drug. This is the kicker. You take a prescription drug to help the swelling go down, right? Meanwhile, you got to take care of business. But the drug makes you ejaculate into your bladder.
What? How does it do that?
It fucks up your valves or something. So basically, you know, you're supposed to masturbate to help relieve the pressure. And all you end up doing is, you know, having like mediocre orgasms, and the stuff shoots into your bladder and you pee out sudsy urine.
Ah, dude.
It's wonderful stuff.
So you're saying I should rub one off?
Well, not right here on the show, no. All right. That's another show. That's CircleJerkFanatics.com.
I've never been there.
Neither have I, but we can go, you know, get the domain name and make some money.
Register that.
Yeah, why not?
I might do better than this domain.
Right. fancycockshow.com. Okay. What do you want to tell me? Is your penis malfunctioning?
How often do you have to rub one out to prevent
frankly,
this
thing? I don't know. I think it's I think it depends on the dude. I think some guys overproduce, so to speak, and some guys don't have as much. I don't know.
Okay.
I think if you get it out once a week in some form or another, you're probably fine.
So you want me to tell you why I took Viagra?
Sure. It's as good a time as any.
Well, you're talking about, you know, cock.
Oh, this is a terrible first show. Go ahead. Let's hear about your Viagra.
So
Cialis, whatever the hell you're taking. Levitra.
So, I have,
A stuttering problem?
Well,
does
no.
Viagra work for that, too?
No,
you don't have to talk because you have a boner?
I got some hair loss. A little bit. So my brother's looking at me. He's worried that he's going to lose some hair, right? So he starts taking Propecia. But he gets it over the internet, so he doesn't have a doctor or anything. He just goes to some website and fills out a form. Fills out some form and they're like, okay, go ahead. You know, our doctor reviewed your form. You can take Propecia. So he takes Propecia.
Is that, it's a prescription drug?
Oh, yeah. It's a prescription drug that it's supposed to, like, slow or stop your hair loss.
Yeah, no, I recognize that. I just mean, like, you'd have to get a doctor.
For the listeners, in case they don't know.
Yeah, okay.
So
Propecia.
But... And I hate pharmaceutical companies because this is how all their drugs are figured out. But anyway, they were working on a drug for, like, prostate. Speaking of prostate, you know, they're working on something that would, like, shrink the prostate, right?
I could have used that.
Propecia has another name, and it's the same drug, but it's used for the prostate. Same exact drug. Anyway, they noticed when they were giving guys this drug that their hair loss would slow down. So they're like, oh, nice side effect. Let's market it for something else. Anyway, my brother's taking this drug, and because it has this prostate thing, he's having trouble. He's a little soft. Let's just say he's not completely rigid.
Okay, that sucks.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't be taking this crap.
He's taking it before he's even lost any hair.
He's got a
Then he kind of deserves to have a limp noodle.
Yeah, so
it's payback.
So Karma. Then he decides he doesn't like the side effects, so he wants to get Viagra to counteract it, right? But he's embarrassed, and he.
Oh, I see where this is going.
I get on the internet. I fill out a form.
Because you don't have any problem with buying Viagra.
I don't. What do I fucking care? Yeah. I don't care. I'll buy anything.
Right. Who cares if everybody knows you can't get a boner?
Whatever. I have no trouble getting a boner. So, you know, if someone says, hey, John, you have trouble giving a boner? I'd be like, come over here, I'll fucking ass. You right, man? Dave's like coughing now. He can't. He was drinking water.
We might have to rewind that because I thought you said, hey, I don't have trouble giving a boner.
I don't think I said that.
Okay.
I don't have trouble getting a boner. So.
Okay.
And so if someone, you know, if a lady were to challenge me.
A boner challenge.
I would show her. I'd give it to her.
Oh,
what was I saying? Oh, so I get on the internet, I fill out the form, the doctor reviews the form, they send me some Viagra. My brother's, but now he's nervous to take it. So he gave me a couple of pills, and he's like, dude, take it. So I'm like, all right, I'll fucking take it. Well, I don't have a girlfriend or anything.
At the time.
So.
But you've had girlfriends.
Yeah.
And you've had the boner challenge.
Yeah, I didn't have a girlfriend. So I, and I didn't know how it worked. It doesn't come with directions on how to operate this thing.
Please insert into the tip.
Like, all I knew. No, I knew you ingested
it. You didn't think it was a suppository or something.
No, but, I knew that you had to take it like an hour before you were going to have sex. So I took it, and I'm sitting around hour and a half, no boner. I didn't know it just didn't like give you a boner. I thought like at some point I would just get a boner.
And what were you going to do with the boner if you got one?
Well, I rubbed one out.
You would have, or you ended up like...
Well, yeah, that was the plan. I was just going to rub one out just to see what effect it would have.
That's the whole story.
Well, that's the whole story.
You took Viagra, so I took it. You didn't get a boner.
So I called my brother. I was like, dude, this thing's not working. And he's like, did you touch yourself? I was like, no. He's like, oh, dude, you gotta masturbate or something. And so I did. It was actually much harder. When I say harder, I mean it wasn't more difficult.
I was gonna say.
So. And it stuck around a lot longer.
Were you worried?
No.
Because, you know, if it hangs around for like 4 hours, it's bad.
Yeah, no. So.
And then you gave the report to your brother.
Yeah, let him know.
Are you his guinea pig for all the drugs?
And, you know, I still have some. And I've had girlfriends since then, and I never tried it. You know, to see if it was better or something. I don't know why. I should have done that.
Maybe they just got you so hard you didn't need a drug.
Yeah, something like that. Would you ever take Viagra?
No.
No?
If the shit didn't work, the shit doesn't work. I got better things to do.
No, I just mean, like, recreationally.
Well, I'm not swinging. The fuck would I need it recreationally for?
Well, it enhances your cock.
In what way? If I have no problem getting a boner and keeping it up, what's the Viagra going to do for me? Make it harder and bigger and...
Yeah.
What do I care?
All right.
Once you're married,
I'm just asking, man.
Well, it don't matter. It don't matter. If you're a pencil dick, once you're married, it don't matter.
Why? Because you never have sex?
No, because she married you. She knows what kind of penis you got.
She's willing to settle for whatever you got.
She married you, didn't she? You know what I'm saying?
I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, if she's the kind of woman that's going to cheat on you, then you're kind of fucked anyway. But if she's not, she's going to accept the fact that you got, you know, a curvy dick or a tiny dick or a little funny little wacky dick or, or you're premature. Whatever dick problems you got, she's already aware of. You hope. Because if you've hidden it up until that point, you got a big problem.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I'll keep that in mind.
Well, you know.
I'll make sure to...
I think that your strategy should be to show them your dick as soon as possible so they know what they're getting into, if you know what I mean.
My cock is fine. you're giving me advice as if, like, I should be...
Well, I don't know.
Well, you better show her your cock as soon as possible so she doesn't disappear.
I'm just saying. They might need to know that you got one of them little fucking peeled banana-looking cocks.
What? What the fuck?
Shit up.
Peeled banana cock.
I don't know.
I've never seen such a thing.
You know, it's that little skin disease you got there. It's, you know.
Skin disease.
Yeah, right. It's that the foreskin's left over and it's...
There's a disease where if you have...
I'm making shit up, John.
All right.
Stop picking at your thing.
It's itchy.
Well, it means it's healing.
It's healing, but it's still itchy.
Yeah, but dude, you're bleeding everywhere. Stop picking your scabs off. It's disgusting.
I can't help it.
You know, you've been on a run for fucking Band-Aids at the grocery store. We're going to have to fix that chair. We can't have that pop in the... Was that you? Your mouth?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do such interesting things with your mouth.
I can do lots of sound effects, man.
Good thing you didn't say I can do lots of things with my mouth.
I wasn't going to go there.
Let's hear some sound effects, John.
What do you want to hear?
Anything. I don't know. What can you do?
I don't know. I'm good. I can do... Pick something. Pick a vehicle.
Let me hear a bulldozer.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, okay then, Smarty Pants.
All right, here we go. I haven't really practiced the bulldozer.
Well, why don't you give me the list of things that are practiced?
I could do a helicopter.
Oh, let me hear it.
Well, you're like staring at me. There's a lot of pressure right now.
Oh, my God. Is that why you had to take Viagra? You couldn't perform?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn around here. Huh?
That didn't really sound like a helicopter to me.
What did it sound like?
Like a dude going...
I think you just like being negative.
No, I'm a very positive person. I'm very, very positive. I love everything. Except for Joe Lieberman.
Yeah, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah, what a fuck.
Douchebag.
You know. You do a good impression of Joe Lieberman. I'll give you that.
See?
Can we hear it now, please?
For the... I can't do it.
Why?
I don't know. I think for the good of the nation, I should keep in the race. And... Someone took down my website. That's all I got.
It's not bad. Not bad.
It's all right. I've done it better.
This is fun.
What, just talking?
Well, basically talking to ourselves, listening to ourselves talk. Don't you like that?
Yeah.
It's great radio. Did they all get to see your cock?
No.
Oh. Come on, John. Work with me.
Yeah, they all saw my cock. Is that better?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not always just thinking about, you know, getting in the girls' pants.
What are you thinking about? Berating them with your political diatribe?
All right, well, maybe most of the time I am thinking about getting the girls' pants.
Hey, let's go get fajita dinners and let me just ream you with political nonsense.
But when I get there, I don't know. I get all serious. That's the problem.
Problem is that the setup is a little bit funky, right? So we're not really as comfortable as we could be.
Maybe we should be facing each other across the table.
Maybe we should cuddle.
No.
We should just take one mic, you know, we could just lay it between us on the pillow.
No.
Okay. I could sit in your lap.
No.
All right. What do you roll your eyes about?
I don't know. So, I hate that, man. I hate when people try to tell me something like I know better than them. Like my mom once.
Here we go.
Dude, I'm like, I don't know what it was, but it was like, you know, I needed some information.
About
what?
I was
like, you know, geez. Like how to, I don't know. It was probably something to do with a computer. Like, you know, how to install Linux or whatever. And so I'm looking on the web. I can't find it. And she's like, hey, why don't you use Google? And I'm like, what? She's like, just use Google. You can type in what you need to find out and click go. And it finds what you're looking for.
Thanks, Mom.
This is like, you know, 3 months ago. Oh. Google?
Hey, yeah, hey, Mom, I heard that if you put on CNN, you might get the news.
The fuck?
She means well.
She just doesn't know. No, I mean...
You know what really pisses me off? When you fucking ask people shit like... you know, like you, like my mom, for example, right? She was a nurse for a long time, like in maternity wards and whatever. And then she taught maternity stuff and pregnancy and all that kind of shit, right? At like community colleges, whatever. So you figure she fucking knows a lot about babies and pregnancy and all that crap, right?
Yeah.
I think like half a dozen times after our son was born, I'd ask her questions and she'd have absolutely nothing to fucking tell me. Hey, Mom, you know, his diapers filled with, you know, chunks of diamonds and fucking toy cars. What does that mean? Oh, maybe he ate diamonds and toy cars?
Well, what kind of answer you're looking for? I know what you mean, because, like...
Well, like, I would ask, you know, like, he would have weird behavior stuff, or there'd be wacky, you know, health things going on, or we'd ask for advice. You know, we had a lot of problems getting him to go to sleep at night, right? She had no freaking advice for us at all. Nothing.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like,
Well, you realize at some point, like, I think...
Everyone's incompetent and they can't do their fucking job. Yeah.
Most people on this planet are actually fucking retarded, including my own parents. And then I wonder, well, shit, I think I'm not retarded, but maybe I actually am retarded.
Maybe.
Because if you're retarded, you'd be too stupid to know that you're retarded, wouldn't you?
Yep.
So maybe we're all fucking retards.
It can't be.
No, it fucking could, because we're retarded. You and me, we're fucking retards.
Dude, I hope we're not retarded.
Oh, God. Maybe that's why my kid gives me that look all the time, like I'm a retard.
Maybe he's smarter than both of us combined.
Probably. It wouldn't be hard. I know my wife thinks I'm an idiot. Now, that's not quite retarded. But if she's retarded, maybe she just thinks I'm stupid.
Who? Your wife?
Yeah.
Is there? Are you using all these terms like in qualification?
Yeah, what I'm suggesting is that retardation would be the worst. Right. So stupidity would be better than being, you know, retarded. So maybe if
and you also use idiot. Where does idiot fall?
Idiot, stupidity, the same thing. Moron, oh, okay. Cretin,
but
dumbass.
Those things are actually.
No, they all basically see all of those suggest a lack of retardation, but at the same time a complete and utter lack of intelligence. You're just really, really dumb.
No. There's an actual like qualification of a subject.
Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me!
You didn't know this?
There's an order to
like,
idiot,
like
moron,
idiot
and
is
stupid.
Worse than moron.
Well, where did you come up with this?
Stupid is just a word that it's not a idiot and moron are like psychological terms. I swear.
Oh, my God. So which is worse, an idiot or a moron?
I don't know. I don't know.
What else is on that list?
Maybe buffoon.
Oaf.
Dumbass.
Oh, my God.
You never heard that?
No, I never. Well, you're making crap up.
Hey, look it up, man.
I think you might be retarded.
I thought we already did establish that.
Well, I don't know.
You were joking, now you think it's real?
I don't know. The thing is, since you and I seem to be on the same wavelength, if I call you retarded, I'm probably retarded too.
Okay.
Which is not a good sign.
Yeah,
for
so
me.
Maybe you
that
should stop
explain,
calling me a retard. Yeah.
It would explain why it took us 3 fucking days to get this equipment set up and working properly.
Dude, a certain level of idiot couldn't get this done.
So maybe we're like idiot savants.
Well, then we would actually be good at this.
Maybe this just isn't our savant thing. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Maybe my savant thing is like bugging my wife.
Yeah.
He's not good at anything but driving me crazy. I don't know.
I often wonder if I'm retarded.
I don't think you're retarded.
Or like...
You might have a mental illness of some kind. That's possible.
Oh, I most certainly do.
I have a history of mental illness in my family.
For real?
Yeah, for real. I do think, though, that we might want to try to lubricate ourselves prior to the next podcast. Did I say podcast? Yeah. I meant wrestling.
Thanks for listening to The Fancy Show. Join us next time when Dave accidentally craps his pants and John refuses to help him clean it up. If you have any show ideas, comments, or praise, please email them to theshow@thefancyshow.com. If you have any complaints, you can shove them up your ass.
Now go do something productive, numbnuts.